Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. In the hospital waiting room, the balloons droop. Bree and Mal sleep on a sofa. Mal's arm is draped over Bree. On a second sofa, Bud sleeps sitting up, head leaning sideways on his folded jacket. Coyote lies asleep next to him, legs draped over Bud's lap. Frankie sleeps sideways on the third sofa with a balloon for a pillow. Grace sits in a chair with a cup of coffee. Jacket off and tie loosened, Saul approaches.
He's okay, Grace. Everything went really well. They just moved him out of recovery, and he's in his room.
Oh, thank God. I've been praying for him.
Me too.
What's happening?
The balloon sticks to Frankie's face.
Is there news?
Your dad made it through surgery with flying colors. He's going to be just fine.
Bree kisses Saul's forehead.
Oh, that's so good.
She retrieves her sweater. Saul looks around and shrugs. Wow.
Still asleep.
That was special.
In Robert's room.
He looked so small on that bed. You can almost see what he looked like when he was a boy. When he wakes up, should I tell him Frankie and I had intercourse?
No,
no. Are you crazy?
Okay, that was my instinct. Just checking.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm looking for Mr. Hansen's spouse.
Well, I guess that would be me. I am the spouse.
Well, don't get too excited. I'm from the billing department.
Saul holds up a finger. Gently, Saul kisses Robert's forehead.
I love you so much.
Saul leaves with the clerk. Frankie and Grace remain near the door.
Wow. They really are married, aren't they?
They really are. I need gluten.
At a vending machine, a bag of Cheez-Its dangles by one corner. Frankie points and moves her fingers.
Oh, my powers are weak.
Your powers are fictional.
Grace eyes her reflection.
God, we don't look a day over 350.
I would have loved being born in the 17th century. Of course, I would have died in my 30s.
You look like our mailman.
That's good. Hey, kids, I feel my trademark energy waning, and I could really use a bowl of grape nuts. So unless one of you has some, I'm just going to skedaddle.
Okay.
Bye, Frankie.
Bye, Mama.
Bye, Mom.
Don't ask.
What's wrong?
Our insurance is balking at the bill. Plus, I just remembered there are 80 people coming to our house in 48 hours for a wedding that's already happened, not to mention the caterer and florist.
Yeah, what about the bagpiper? Did he make you get the bagpiper?
Two identical twin red-headed piper brothers, Fergus and Finn.
Hot. So we'll take care of it. Right, guys? We'll call everyone and cancel everything. It's fine.
Really?
I hate to be helpful, but I could use the distraction while we're waiting for Dad to wake up.
Dad, don't stress. We got it. Take this off your worry list.
It's time for a full body exhale.
Uh-oh. Full body exhale.
Excuse
Here
us.
We go.
Inhale.
The three men hold hands.
Exhale.
They bend over. Frankie bangs on the machine.
Drop it! Release my Cheez-Its!
Oh, man, she really doesn't need her full 11 hours.
Okay, I gotta go home, check on the house, get a change of clothes. Wait, I need to fix this insurance stuff before Robert wakes up and get a change of clothes. Did I say that?
Okay, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to your house so you can stay here and take care of everything else.
I couldn't ask you to do that.
Well, you didn't, I offered. Text me a list of what you need and I'll bring it back for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Frankie mouths no.
Insurance.
Let me hold that.
Oh, hey, guys, somebody should be here if Robert wakes up. Coyote, will you stay?
Of course. I love to watch guys sleep.
Bud smacks him with a shopping bag.
Speaking of sleep, I like sleep. I prefer it to running errands for my ex-husband. Why are we doing this for him?
Because, Frankie, it's what one does.
That's not what I does. I've been here for 48 fucking hours.
Whatever, Mary Lou. Why don't you work at McDonald's?
Grace makes hand gestures.
Oh. Yeah, I know stuff.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Mommy, look, free crackers.
Nothing's free.
Frankie jerks the Cheez-Its from the girl's hand and strides off. In Robert's house, packages dot the entry.
Whoa. This is a lot more loot than Saul and I ever got for our wedding.
Might have had something to do with the 50 other couples you were married with. Oh, man. They got a Vitamix. I always wanted one of those.
They get everything, don't they? Maybe Saul will trip over it when he comes back.
Actually, will you help me move some of these things out of the way?
Oh, whatever, Mary Lou.
She gestures.
Why don't you, Lou, why don't you go to McDonald's and give
Forget it, you'll never learn it.
Everybody a burger.
Hello?
Oh, no solicitors.
No. I live across the street, and I saw an ambulance here a couple of days ago.
Are you Gladys Kravitz?
No, I'm Lucy. Oh, Grace, she knows me. Grace.
Lucy, hello.
Hello.
Lucy hugs a rigid Grace.
Listen, what's going on? I've been very worried.
Robert had a little heart attack, but he's all right.
Ah, he's all right?
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh, well, I'm so relieved.
We're all relieved. Thanks for stopping by, Luce.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's just so crazy. I mean, oh, those are from us. Ken and I were just here for dinner with the boys, and Robert looked just fine.
You had dinner with them?
Well, it was their turn to host. And let me say that Robert makes a mean mojito.
Robert?
Well, you know, Ken and I have always wanted to get to know you two. But, you know, you were busy with the kids and work and rushing out of the car to your house and rushing from the house to the car, so.
How do you catch a moonbeam in your hand?
Poor Saul, he must be worried sick. He is so wonderful. Do you know Saul?
Clearly, I know nothing.
Well, I hope that you get to meet him someday. Saul has the soul of the Buddha. He has the heart of Mother Teresa. And oh, those soulful eyes, how they twinkle when you know he's...
You know, since you love Saul so much, maybe you could take him his underwear.
Oh, Frankie!
Well, I suppose I could.
No, we're okay. Thank you for stopping by, Lucy.
All right, well, you know, I'm available.
We'll give him your regard.
No, you give him a hug.
Oh, let's do this and get out of here.
In the family room, Grace pauses in the doorway.
What?
I don't know. It's just different.
You want to leave?
What is that coffee table doing floating out in space? And this chair looks like it dropped out of a wormhole from the Tang Dynasty. Everything is just wrong.
An ottoman by the sofa.
And what's with the ottoman that looks like a Yeti? That's Saul's, right?
Yeah, he loves that thing.
Well, it belongs by the window, or out the window, actually.
Did you know I even sewed a stupid pocket on it for his stupid reading glasses, which he never used because they were always under a stupid couch cushion. Saul did not put these glasses on his list because he thinks he has his extras, which he doesn't because they are always under his favorite pillow. Ta-da!
It's like a circus trick that not many people would be interested in.
Including me.
She tosses the glasses.
Let's get out of here.
No, you stay down here. I'm gonna do the upstairs stuff.
Oh, brother.
It's a brown sweater Xanax mouth guard. God, I hope there's a case on that.
Well, the Xanax will not be upstairs because he keeps that with all his other drugs, which are with the spices in the kitchen.
Well, that makes about as much sense as a serape on a velvet couch.
And the brown sweater is in a cedar box he keeps in the closet so that it will smell like the cabin where he first read Catcher in the Rye.
You're kidding.
Damn it, knowledge. Leave my head.
In the waiting room.
All right, we can't get the deposits, but we can still try to get some of the money back.
We should play up the heart attack. Say the surgeon had to go back in because they left the Coke can inside.
Over the top.
Shot glass. Dice. Bow tie?
Is the surgeon a riverboat gambler? Look, I'll call the vendors, you guys divide the guest list.
Wouldn't it be better if you took the list since all of these people like you better than me?
Exactly. The guests will be so eager to get off the phone with you that it'll all go by more quickly.
Brutal yet fair point. Smarter than I give you credit for.
though I do wonder how Princess Goody Two-Tits can get one single penny from the big, bad, potentially mob-affiliated vendors.
What? Whoa, big sister throwdown.
The same way I beat you out for Commissioner of Youth Activities by using my sweet demeanor and sugar cookies to get elected while you used intimidation and then promised to blow everyone.
Game on.
I didn't do it. Wasn't enough time before voting.
Bud tilts his head. In Robert's room, Coyote watches TV while Robert sleeps. Robert opens his eyes. Coyote moves to Robert's side.
Hey.
Did you read my play?
Did you give me a play?
You didn't read it yet?
What was your play about?
Robert slowly sweeps his hand back and forth, then drops it. Coyote smiles. In the kitchen, Frankie takes prescription bottles from the spice cabinet. On the counter are ears of corn, salt and pepper shakers.
So cute.
She looks around, then slides them in her overall pockets. She plucks silver napkin rings from a small box. They disappear down her top.
Cold.
She opens a drawer.
Little baby spoons.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Stealing from our ex-husbands.
Are you gonna tell?
No.
Take a spoon so I know you're cool.
I'm not telling them because you're not doing it because it's not something one does.
Come on. They're getting all this new stuff for their wedding and we get nothing.
The napkin rings roll from her pant legs. She retrieves them, stuffing them back down her top.
I thought you wanted to go home.
I do. Don't I deserve some kind of compensation for my services? I usually get paid $300 for marrying people plus a tip.
Give that to me.
No, no, it makes me so happy.
I don't care. Give it to me. Frankie, give it to me.
Is that the hospital?
Saul wants his earplugs.
Which he keeps by the fishbowl, so he'll be reminded to feed the fish before going to sleep.
Grace nods.
Fine, I'll get them.
Wait, up against the wall.
Grace frisks her.
You seem to be enjoying yourself.
Grace takes the corn shakers.
Really?
I miss you already.
At billing.
So the money you say we owe is for a special surgeon our surgeon called in during my husband's surgery. It was not in our network?
That is correct.
And we didn't know about it and never met.
That is correct.
But had we known about this surgeon in the time it would have taken to be janked around and rejected by insurance, my husband would have died on the table.
But then you wouldn't owe $35,000.
Look, my husband had a heart attack. If he sees this bill, he's going to have another, which can't happen because he's got to get healthy because there's some stuff I need to process with him that I can't talk about. But let's just say some shit is going down.
The clerk stares impassively.
What if we refuse to pay?
Interesting question. No one's ever been clever enough to try that before. Actually, the hospital will sue you and come after your wages. Who's next?
The clerk looks at the line of people. Saul closes his mouth and does the same. He grabs a piece of paper and marches off.
That's right, no wedding. Yeah, don't come. Bye-bye.
No, you have a great day, Spencer. And can I just say what a pleasure it has been to work with such an absolute professional? I'm gonna give you a 5-star Yelp review right this second. Okay, you too, bye-bye. Ha, a very respectable 40% refund from the florist new friend made flies, honey.
Oh, right, your mother had the same thing.
Blood on his phone.
Except with clots. That must have been very upsetting for you, Mrs. Matheson.
I just did 5 calls online for coffee. How many have you done?
This is the first. She's having a lot of feelings.
Yes!
The caterer is refunding everything but the deposit.
Hold it. What about all the food they prepared? That's just gonna go to waste?
Oh no, I completely forgot. Oh wait, no I didn't. It's all being donated to the homeless shelter that Dad and Saul support. Shazam!
Mal gets up and dances in place.
You're a mother of 4. Have some self-respect.
In Robert's room, Coyote reads a pamphlet. How to give yourself a breast exam. He presses his chest. Robert opens his eyes. Coyote puts down the pamphlet.
Hey.
He moves to Robert's side.
Did you get it?
What, your play?
My hot dog.
Oh, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Lady said I could have it.
What lady?
Ella Fitzgerald.
Coyote returns to his seat. Coyote rises to his feet, eyes wide. He checks the door.
Okay, I think I've got everything. Did you get the rest of your stuff? Frankie!
Frankie lies on an inversion table, smoking a joint. Grace drops her bag, waves the smoke away, and removes the joint.
For Pete's sake.
Hey, now.
Grace extinguishes it.
Where's the stuff from Saul's list?
How should I know? I'm on strike. I'm lying upside down on the job.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, we are in crisis mode now.
Oh, yesterday was a crisis. This is Saul wanting his stimudents.
You've been acting like a petulant teenager all day.
Whatever.
No, seriously, you have got to let go of some of this crap.
Frankie tilts the table upright.
I'm trying to. After the wedding, I felt almost good. And what did you do? Drag me back to this hellscape.
It's a place, a house where people live, that's it.
Oh, really? The minute you walked in here, you started getting twitchy. You don't want to be here any more than I do.
Doesn't matter what I want.
Oh, it exactly does matter. You are so caught up in this bullshit obligation. And what for? What has it gotten you?
Do we really have to answer every existential question about our lives right now?
No, no, not everyone. But how about this one? What do you want?
What?
Right now, right this minute. Of course, I'm not surprised. You couldn't even come up with one wish.
Grace retrieves her bag and leaves, closing the door.
Fine.
Frankie tips upside down on the table. She tries two hands on the control. The table doesn't move.
Grace! Grace! A little help! Oh, shit.
In the waiting room.
Hi, is this Finn or Fergus? Oh, I have both of you. I've bagged two pipers.
Yes, we've hidden all of Robert's valuables from the nurses. Well, I don't think it matters how Filipino she is, Aunt Irma. Well, I'm sure somebody stole his socks, but that is not what killed Uncle Dave.
Get off. Hi, Aunt Irma. Bye, Aunt Irma. And Aunt Irma, get that racist shit together, okay? Watch some documentaries.
What the hell?
All right, there's just way too much talking. We have over 60 people to do. You know what, bud? You're not capable of doing this. I am just going to send out an email blast to the entire wedding list. To whom it may concern.
Oh, that's friendly.
Wedding
that's
off.
Real friendly.
What?
Let me do it.
No, you'll just do that feel-good psychobabble bullshit subterfuge.
It's called being human.
No, it's called being a pussy. But just get to the facts, pussy.
You want the facts?
Yes.
You want the facts? I'll give you the facts. How about, dear beloved guest, Saul fucked Frankie, and Robert had a heart attack because he eats sausage for every meal. That's not a gay thing. He really eats a lot of sausage. But everything's fucked because they got married anyway. Wedding canceled. Send gifts. Fuck you. Happy now?
Yes.
Wide-eyed, he retrieves the dropped phone.
No.
She slaps the phone from his hands. In Robert's room, Coyote stares down at his phone.
What the hell?
Robert looks over.
Hey.
Hey.
Robert gestures him closer.
Why did you use all those drugs?
I guess because I only really liked myself when I was on them.
Why didn't you come talk to me?
I didn't know I could. I
always.
Robert rests a hand on Coyote's shoulder. In the waiting room, Bud paces. He bites a fingernail. Mal leans against a wall. He bounces off a wall. She slaps his hand away from his mouth.
The bad news is that the email did go wide. The good news is that it was auto-corrected.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, what did it say?
Dear beloved Guzzle, Vin Diesel fucked Frankie, and Robert hath a yard attack because he'll bleed Sausalito, California every day.
Oh my God, I am so relieved it was Vin Diesel who slept with my mom.
Okay, guys.
Group hug.
That was really scary.
At Robert's, red-faced, Frankie grabs at clothing in a dry cleaner's bag draped over a chair. She is still upside down. She fiddles with the controls.
Whoa, head rush.
Upright, she wiggles her feet in the locked ankle braces.
Oh, come on.
At billing.
That thing you said about suing people got my attention. So I chatted up a few folks, and you know what? Everybody I met owes this hospital money. But how can that be? How is this happening? Since this isn't my area of the law, I ran my questions by a colleague in malpractice. And she told me that in addition to having a very high rate of billing code error, you guys have set a record in the area for surprise charges and litigating against patients. And I'm pretty sure that under the Affordable Care Act, Federal Regulation 78954, you're not supposed to do that. Funny, this isn't my area, but I've learned so much today, I'd like to branch out. What do you say? Maybe I move into class action and I represent these good people and we sue your hospital's ass off.
I'll just get my manager.
Saul nods at Robertson.
Your constraints mean nothing to me. My feet are like sparrows, fly feet.
She looks down at her feet firmly held in blue plastic.
You fat, flightless penguins.
She tips upside down again. She spies a box of snacks under the bed.
Yes, jackpot.
In the family room, Grace sits on the couch and sips a martini.
I thought you left.
I figured you might need a ride home. How'd you get out of that thing?
I jimmied my way out with Saul's pocket knife, which he keeps with his nighttime peanut butter and cracker kit, which I would never have known about if I didn't know him so damn well.
It's ironic.
Oh, knowledge. Get out of my head and don't come back. Be gone forever.
Hey, hold this, will you? I gotta move this ottoman. It is so wrong. It's driving me crazy. How anyone in God's name would want to put an...
Holding the ottoman, she looks around.
That's why the coffee table is way out there. And why they put the ottoman here, so they could sit here. Under this blanket, with their feet up, together.
She sits and crosses her feet on the ottoman.
It's not all wrong. It's just the house of two people who could give a fuzzy rat's ass where things are supposed to go, as long as they're next to each other. It's warm. It wasn't like this when I lived here.
Frankie sits next to Grace and passes the martini.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry that I lashed out.
Frankie puts her feet up.
Oh, it's okay. What you said about my not having a wish, it's true. But see, the thing is, I don't have any practice because I don't actually make wishes. Never have.
Come on, not even on your birthday.
No, it's too stressful. Everybody wants cake.
Not even when you were a kid?
I used to tell myself I'd do it after everybody left the party, but I never did. And then it became easier not to make any wishes at all.
Yeah, don't ever make them. Can't ever be disappointed.
Exactly.
You might want to get on that before, you know, you, like, expire.
How?
Well, if I had to guess, I'd say black mold or... disgruntled waiter.
Grace nudges Frankie with an elbow. Frankie flops over on the pillows.
So?
What, a wish? Can I start small?
Of course.
Okay.
Grace sits up straight and closes her eyes.
I wish I didn't have to schlep all this stuff back to the hospital.
Well, now that's a wish we can do something about.
In Robert's room.
And I'd also like to make amends for drinking all the creme de menthe at Thanksgiving and blaming it on Brianna.
Well, she did do a lot of other things.
Yeah, but she didn't steal your cigars and resell them for cash. That was also me. I burned down your tool shed. I stole the Virgin Mary from your nativity scene.
That's it. I'm good with your amends.
Robert swats Coyote, who kisses Robert's hand.
Hello, love.
You're awake.
There's my husband.
How are you feeling?
I'm great.
Hello.
I missed you.
Bud joins Coyote.
Jeez, you had the easy job.
I got really lucky.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, here are my babies.
You're back. I was... Oh.
What?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bree mouths, tell them.
It's just some really boring cramps from the babies I'm gonna have.
Babies? You're having twins?
Wait a second, you're pregnant? Why didn't you tell us?
Well, Dad, I didn't want to steal your medical thunder.
Give us a hug. Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, it's Mom.
Hey, don't say anything about the babies, okay? I'll tell her later.
Thank you.
Mazel tov.
Hi, honey. Thanks, Lucy.
Uh-huh. You're a pal.
Oh, it's my pleasure. How's your dad?
He's great.
Good. Listen, sweetheart, change of plan. We're sending a friend to bring Saul's stuff, and then I'm taking Frankie home.
Oh, by way of Del Taco.
By way of Del Taco.
Get some rest, Mom. We love you.
Love you, too.
Let me see it again.
Frankie makes gestures. Oh. Grace gestures.
Whatever, Mary Lou. Why don't you work at McDonald's?
Oh, I've never loved you more.
I know. I learned it from my grandson.
You ready to go?
Wait, one thing.
I know how to say bullshit in American Sign.
Folding her arms, she makes bull horns with the top hand and opens and closes the other.
See? The bull.
Now I'm ready.
Grace carries the Vitamix. She holds up the corn shakers.
Oh, my babies. They're back. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Grace pauses by the door and looks around. Frankie checks her phone.
Who's Vin Diesel?
Cut to black. A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.